Welcome to Talking Facts, what you need to know about family, food, finance, and fitness. This nationally recognized, award-winning podcast is hosted by the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program. Our educators share research knowledge with individuals, families, and communities to improve quality of life.
Hello and welcome to Talking Facts. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Hunter, Assistant Director for Family Consumer Sciences Extension at the University of Kentucky. Today, I'm pleased to be joined by Caroline Francis, Director of the University of Kentucky Alumni Career Services, and Amy Gamblin, Associate Director of the University of Kentucky Alumni Career Services. Welcome, Caroline and Amy.
Thank you.
Today's topic is going to focus on encore careers or semi-retirement. And as we kind of introduce this topic, I want to start first, Caroline, by asking you to define encore careers.
Encore careers can be, it's not necessarily age specific, but it's the opportunity for people to try something new and different. And people are retiring or going into semi-retirement at different ages these days, and they're using that opportunity to make a pivot.
So what type of trends are you seeing at encore careers?
Well, people are living a lot longer. So that means we're going to need to work a lot longer. Most Americans do not have enough in savings to last 30 or 40 extra years at the end of their life. So that's a trend that we're seeing. Also, baby boomers and Gen Xers are totally redefining retirement, and most of them want to work and contribute in some fashion as long as they're physically able. That could be volunteer work, part-time work, seasonal work, gigs, consulting, or maybe figuring out a way to keep their same job, but just do a lot less of it. Maybe part-time instead of full-time.
You gave me a term prior to us starting to record today, the 100-year life. And can you speak a little bit about that?
It is fascinating. We know from research that more and more people are going to live to be 100. And there are a lot of things that we should be doing earlier in life to help us get ready for that. Fabulous book out of the London School of Business on the 100-year life. Also, the Stanford Center for Longevity has a fabulous research study also called the New Map of Life. And they both look at different areas and things that we can be doing to help us live better, age better, starting from birth. So good information that I include in talks to students, all the way through people that are retired, so that we can live a longer, healthier, more productive life. One of the big findings of the study was that our health span and our lifespan are not aligning. In America, we're spending about 12.4 years dying, which is not a good statistic for a developed country. So we need to be doing things early in our life to stay healthier longer so that we can work longer and enjoy life and social connections and being a contributing member of society.
So as an individual looks towards an encore career, what are some common considerations that you hear from folks?
People still want to give back and help others. Ideally, we want to be able to help people continue to nurture their passion or find their passion if they do not feel like they've been in a career that has allowed them to tap that. So many people of all ages, we want to be useful. And when we are working, we're more engaged with society and other people. We're going to be healthier. Lots of research, especially that Harvard longevity study or longitudinal study that recently has been in the news a lot, that social connections, which many of us get our social connections through work, as well as challenging our mind, These are all things that can come from work that are going to help us live longer and healthier.
I think it's also a great opportunity for those who are reaching semi-retirement, retirement, to explore some passions that they've had in the past that maybe that they haven't felt like they could explore and during the, you know, their working, quote, working years, and can continue that, those passions and exploring it in different ways to work in those different areas. And that brings them so much joy. And when they have that and they're able to explore that, then it brings longevity to their life. They're doing something that they love, that they feel passionate about. And it really brings a smile to their face, is what I've seen.
For an individual that is looking for an encore career or a semi-retirement opportunity, how is it that they can make themselves attractive to employers?
It helps if they keep their skill sets up to date. It also helps if you've been able to continue to nurture your network and do things in the community and get involved. There are lots of ways to take free or inexpensive continuing education or online learning programs. Volunteering also is another great opportunity. Find out what organizations in your community that you are align with or that you're passionate about. How can they use your skill set? Or maybe you could even learn something new.
Excellent. As we wrap up today, do either of you all have resources or additional information to share for someone that may want to explore Encore career opportunities?
Yes, UK Alumni Career Services, which are open to anyone that would like to become a member of UK Alumni Association, whether you've attended UK or not. As part of your membership, you can get 2 coaching sessions where we can work with you one-on-one and administer assessments that'll help you focus on Encore careers and making a smoother semi-retirement transition. That is becoming a very popular topic. We also have a workshop series and information on our website that I think many people would also find fascinating.
And the coaching sessions, are those available both in person and virtually?
Yes, they are.
I think that's always important to note since we have listeners all over for our podcast series, but I will put in an additional plug for the coaching sessions that I know that they receive wonderful reviews and are extremely, extremely helpful. Caroline and Amy, thank you so much for joining us today. I do want to make a note for our listeners that we will have a link to the UK Alumni Association Career Services in the show notes if they are interested in learning more about the topics we have discussed.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Talking Facts. We deliver programs focusing on nutrition, health, resource management, family development, and civic engagement. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or a show topic idea, leave a like and a comment on Facebook at UKFCSEXT or send us an email at UKFCSEXT@uky.edu. Visit us online at fcs.uky.edu to learn more about the University of Kentucky Family and Consumer Sciences Extension Program or contact your local extension agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. We build strong families. We build Kentucky. It starts with us.